This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 30, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, local gas prices are increasing and could go up even more due to the historic flooding in Texas, according to gas wholesalers and retailers. Ray Causey, a wholesaler who supplies gas to several stations on the North Shore, said prices at some stations have already gone up 4 to 6 cents per gallon, with higher prices on the way. He's quoted as saying, by the end of the week, you'll see prices go up anywhere from 10 to 15 cents at the pump. The devastating rain in Texas has caused several oil refineries in the Gulf Coast to close. Although Massachusetts receives most of its gas supply from refineries along the East Coast, Holden Oil President Chuck Hogan of Peabody said, our area will still be impacted. More on this story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. The city of Lynn and the state are working to see if they can keep the Lynn commuter ferry going. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Governor Charlie Baker said the temporary ferry service to Boston could become permanent if we come up with a model that works for the city, works for commuters, and works for the T. I think people would probably be happy to do it, Baker told the item. After previously opposing the service, the Baker administration reversed course this summer and provided $200,000 to fund a one round-trip weekday excursion from the city's terminal on Blossom Street Extension to Boston's Long Wharf. At the time, the Massachusetts Department of Transportation said ferry service was relaunched to mitigate the impact of Route 1A and Sumner Tunnel construction projects. Baker said the major reason for reintroducing the ferry was the construction work being done on the commuter rail lines. Quote, we thought we needed to give people another option and decided to give this a try to see what happens. Baker said Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy said, while it would be great if the MBTA could pick up the ferry service tab, the city is in no position to pay $650,000 annually for the boat's operation. Quote, it's expensive to operate, and I don't see where the city can afford to spend that money to run it at this time, she said. With 80% of the commuters who use it coming from outside of Lynn, it seems like the city money could be better spent on Lynn residents given the city's finances. State Senator Thomas McGee, who made ferry service to Boston a priority and is challenging Kennedy for the mayor's office, said the Baker administration is taking a closer look at water and other transportation options. For this season, the boat is expected to operate until Friday, September 22nd, with a single departure at 7:45 a.m. and one evening return from Boston at 6 p.m. The cost of the 35-minute trip is $7 each way, $3.50 for children and seniors. During the 2014 season, the estimated total number of riders was just over 13,000, and during 2015, the estimated number of rides taken was just under 15,000. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, on MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sure. Thank you, Bill. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, some Beverly residents caught a gander at Canada geese being rounded up in nets at Lynch Park in the Beverly High School athletic fields on Monday, and they weren't happy. The activity ignited a Beverly Facebook group whose upset members complained about the fate of the wild geese. The fate is not a good one, as it turns out. The geese were rounded up as part of a contract the city has with a private company through the federal government. What happens to the geese after they're captured might be a little-known fact. They're euthanized, and the meat is shipped off to homeless shelters, according to Matt Lipinski, the city's animal control officer, and Bruce Doig, city parks and recreation director. It's illegal in Massachusetts to relocate geese, so euthanasia is the only option left when the geese are removed. Doig is quoted as saying, you hate to see any hunting done when the animal is going to be killed and thrown away. The problem with the geese, Doig said, is the amount of waste they produce. Each goose can drop up about 3 pounds per day. That leaves fields so covered with goose droppings that they can't be used by humans. About 20 geese were removed from the park and the fields on Monday. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. The Daily Item is reporting that St. Jean's Credit Union's local branches are supporting a bed for every child's efforts to provide new beds to children who do not have one. The initiative is a brainchild of the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless, one of St. Jean's Credit Union's charities of choice. David Surface, president and CEO of St. Jean's Credit Union, said St. Jean's employees understand the impact a Bed for Every Child has on a child's life. He's quoted as saying, "We're happy to provide funding for much-needed beds as part of the A Bed for Every Child program." Robin Frost of A Bed for Every Child said the organization has delivered more than 5,000 beds to Massachusetts children living in poverty. More on this story written in today's Daily Item and on itemlive.com. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.